Our Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of life.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
So how many of you have prayed in the last week? Right, you can all actually raise your hand because we just did, right? Right? If you've been, even if you didn't sing the Lord's Prayer with John and Christina, we prayed the prayer of the day, which is a prayer. We read the psalm responsibly, which is a prayer. And really, I believe the hymns that we sing are sung prayers. So today I want to talk a little bit more about prayer, because Jesus actually takes quite a bit of time to do some teaching about prayer. And we'll explore the questions of what is prayer, how do we pray, when do we pray, and why do we pray. So what is prayer? What is prayer?
Talking to God,
conversation with God. So prayer is conversation with God. Prayer is conversation with God. One more time, because it takes 3 times. Prayer is
conversation with God.
Okay. So we got that down. Prayer is conversation with God. So how do we pray? Now, during children's time, I talked with the kids more about the different ways that we pray. There's lots of different ways. And like I said to them, there's really no wrong way. I mean, we can pray, with our words. We can pray in silence. We can pray in song. We can pray in action. There's many different ways to pray, but what I want to talk about is the how do we pray, as in the substance of our prayers. Like, what are we praying about? Kind of that's the how I would like to address. According to a study done by the Barna Group in August of 2017, 79% of adults in the United States of America said that they prayed within the last 3 months, prayed at least one time in the last 3 months. So that's 79% of people polled in the United States said they prayed at least once in the last 3 months. And I'm going to read you some stats here, because what they prayed for varied. 62% prayed in gratitude and thanksgiving. 61% prayed for the needs of their friends or community. 49% prayed for personal guidance in crisis. 47% prayed for their health and wellness. 43% prayed for forgiveness. 43% felt suddenly compelled or urged to pray about something. 41% prayed for safety in their daily tasks or travel. 37% prayed for a sense of peace. 37% offered a blessing for a meal. 34% prayed for specific requests from others. 24% prayed for concerns about the nation or the government. 20% prayed about global problems or injustices. 12% prayed for sleep. 8% prayed reciting scripture or meditations or liturgies of the church. And 8% said that they prayed for other reasons. So if you take this study, with the exception of the top reason, which was praying in gratitude and thanksgiving, and the bottom reasons, which included praying, from reading scripture or meditations that were written or liturgies, all the other reasons that people prayed were for asking for help in some way. And I think that's really true. We pray because we or those we care about are in need, and we ask God for help. And this is very appropriate. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this. Our scripture tells us this. I mean, and affirms this. Our readings for today affirm this. If we look at the reading from Genesis, we hear about Abraham and how he knew how to pray. And he was very bold, actually, in his prayer to God. So bold, he actually negotiates with God. He's negotiating for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah who had committed the unforgivable sin of inhospitality to strangers, travelers, in their midst. They were abusing these travelers, and that was just unforgivable. They operated on a culture of hospitality. They didn't have the hotels, motels that we have now. You relied upon hospitality, and to be hurtful to a stranger in your midst was simply unforgivable. Abraham is persistent. We're told that eventually God listens to Abraham, granting his request. We read Psalm 138, and the author of that psalm very prayerfully proclaims the faithfulness of God. Even in the midst of trouble, the psalmist says, "When I called, you answered me." Then in the Gospel of Luke, we hear how Jesus encourages and instructs his disciples to pray. He tells them, ask, search, knock, God will listen. Jesus even gives us an example of how to pray. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us into the time of trial. And we know this as the Lord's Prayer. And we, every time we gather, we actually pray a variation of this Lord's Prayer. And through the gift of this prayer, we know that God is not only concerned with how we live together as people, but God's also concerned about our daily needs. These prayers are all very bold prayers. And from this, we can understand that we too can be bold in prayer, in part because Jesus told us to. He said, ask, search, knock, and God will listen. Now, there's a whole bunch of questions that go around that, isn't there? Sometimes I wonder how much control God has over things, because those answers aren't always a yes. Sometimes they seem like a no, or a, well, not that way, or a not yet. And I wonder. I don't have all those answers. I don't have all those answers. And I sometimes when I read these passages, I have to say they trouble me a little bit. Because, when Jesus speaks of that persistence in prayer, it makes me wonder, do we pray to change God like a small child yanking on their parents saying, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? And finally the parent gives in and says, okay, get away. You know, is that what this is about? And I don't have the answer to that question. I think that's further conversation for us. And I really want to say no, that God's not like that, but I don't know everything. Okay? But what I do know, or what I do believe, and regardless of where we kind of land in our answer to that question, I do believe that prayer is less about me getting God to see things from my perspective, and it's a whole lot more about God getting me to see things from God's perspective. You see the difference? Okay. Prayer, does it change God? Probably. And I know that prayer changes me. Prayer changes us. And it's interesting how that works, because if we believe that prayer is a conversation with God, then a conversation is a give and receive kind of an action, isn't it? I mean, when you have a conversation with someone, it's a mutual thing. So prayer is mutual. Prayer is not just a monologue of us listing our needs, our wants, our concerns to God. It's also about us being open, open to what God has to communicate to us. It's an opportunity for us to listen to God. So when can we do this? When do we pray? Well, it's something God wants us to do all the time. You really can pray when you're riding horses, right, Joe? Indeed, yes. You can pray when you're walking. You can pray when you're driving. Probably a lot of us do that all the time, right? But we're told to pray unceasingly, to pray without end, that God wants us to be conversation partners always, all throughout the day, all throughout our lives. Because as we pray, whether that be with words or in silence, whether that be in stillness or in action, we're placing ourselves and our lives into God's hands. We're placing the lives of those for whom we're concerned. The very world in which we live are being placed in God's hands. And we're listening to what God has to say about all of that. And held in those loving hands of God, we're changed. We really are changed. We're changed because prayer moves us from an inward focus on ourselves, on our lives, on our loved ones, on our concerns, to really an outward focus on others. Because we're reminded that we are not the only ones being held in God's hands, are we? It's not just about us. Prayer begs us to remember all of God's children everywhere. To remember all of God's concerns, not just our own. To remember all of God's creation. You know, what's really neat about prayer is it's also a gift that we can give to others. How many of you have ever asked someone to pray for you? Or have had somebody ask you if you would pray for them? You know that this is a gift, right? For you and for them. Now, there are many times in life when we don't know what to do for the people that we love. We know that they're hurting or that they're going through difficult times. And sometimes You know, we might even say, all I can do is pray. Good. Do that. Do that always. Do that always. Because we can never underestimate the power of that prayer, the power of placing someone or being placed into God's hands. Power of those conversations with God, especially on behalf of another. So we know that prayer changes us. Jesus encourages us to pray because prayer invites us into a deeper, a more honest and sincere, a more trusting relationship with God. Through prayer, as our Colossians reading says, we are rooted and established in God. In our God whose name is to be hallowed, is sacred and holy. We are rooted and established in a God who is also a God we can approach with great familiarity and the boldness of a young child running to a loving parent for provision or protection. Now, God gives us prayer as a gift. A gift to shape us and reshape us over and over again. To transform us into the people that God created us to be. To recenter our lives in God's love and compassion. To become people of that love and compassion, who live out this love and compassion in our world. While we're also trusting and praising God every day with arms wide open, regardless of what happens. Now, this may not be everything that we want or everything that we think we need, but this relationship does give us what we most need. To remember that we are loved and forgiven children of God, no matter what. That changes us. Amen.